from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Why Remember the Exodus, the Prime Directive. As we approach Pesach, the significant mitzvah is L'saper B'Yetziat Mitzrayim, to tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt. And the question is, why? Why Zachor Yom HaZeh She'Yetzatem Mitzrayim? Why do we have to remember the day when we went out of Egypt? What is it about that will make us a better person, a better Oved Hashem, a better worshiper of God? What is it about this that's so significant that the Torah says over and again, Zacharta Ki Eved Hayita, remember you were slaves, remember the Exodus, what are we trying to learn? There are basically two ways in which the notion of that you were slaves in Egypt is used. In the Ten Commandments, when we say, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeiti Mi'aretz Yitzrayim Beit Avadim, it seems that it's saying, look, I took you out of Egypt, so I can tell you whatever I want to tell you. You owe me everything. Second way in which the Exodus is taken is in terms of the ethical component. We see in Parshat Ki Tetzeh several times, Zacharta Ki Eved Hayita, you should remember that you were a slave in Egypt. So therefore what? Well, it seems to be saying, you were poor in Egypt, so therefore you should give the leket shikhan peah. When you forget a bundle, you forget a piece of wheat, you should not go back and collect it. Leave it for the poor. Why? Because you should remember that you were once poor too. So it gives us a certain empathy for those who are downtrodden. Second idea is that in Egypt, you didn't rest. Remember, you were a slave in Egypt and you worked and you worked and you worked. There was never any break, says Rabbi Yosef Bechoshor, one of the Balei Tosfot from France. He says, therefore, remember that. And remember, you didn't have time to rejoice. And now, when you have an opportunity to help those who are downtrodden, maybe even your slave himself, then help him rejoice on Shavuos, on the various holidays. Remember the Ger Yatom and Almonah, those who are downtrodden, the widow and the orphan, and the poor, the convert, the stranger. And you didn't have a chance to rest. Now give them a chance to rest. Give them a Shabbos. Give them a day off. Give them a holiday. And help them rejoice. Eat the meat with them in Jerusalem. Help them rejoice. Ramban is another kind of point. He says, you remember when you were in Egypt, and I heard the cries of the Jewish people. So too, if you afflict someone else, I will hear their cry. So you better watch out. If you afflict someone, don't think you're going to get the best of them. God will save them as God saved you. A different kind of lesson for the Ramban. The going out of Egypt has other elements to it as well. In addition to the idea that we should remember that we were slaves, there's the idea that, remember, Parshat B'Shalach, that whatever plagues I put on the Egyptians, I won't put on you. You rebelled. You refused to listen to God. So you will be, so too you will have plagues if you, God forbid, don't listen to God, rebel against God. We also say, that we shouldn't do anything like they did in Egypt. Don't do as the Egyptians did. What did they do? They were very licentious. Under certain circumstances, in Egyptian culture, there was incest. There was bestiality, other kinds of abominations. And therefore, we shouldn't be like the Egyptians. The Kierkegaard, famous philosopher, he said that someone summarized his book about the Exodus, and he said, responsibility in the political sphere depends on the prophetic call for justice on behalf of the least among us. The least among us. The concern for the least among us. Exodus teaches us concern for the least among us. Well, what is it? Is it empathy? Is it the idea that empathy, that they didn't have a day off, they didn't have time to rejoice, help them rejoice? Is it that you realize that God hears the cries of the downtrodden? Comes the Tzur HaMor, the Avraham Savang, and he says, I have another lesson as well. You should remember you were slaves in Egypt, and then God redeemed you. In other words, when someone's downtrodden, I, God, help them. And we know, we're supposed to walk in God's ways, we should be like God. Imitatio Dei, we need to imitate the divine. If he saved the oppressed, so should you hear the cry of the oppressed. So should you save them from trouble. Where is this idea reflected in the Haggadah? Generally, it's not. Generally, the Haggadah's idea is God saved us, and therefore we need to thank Him. Therefore, we need to worship Him. And that's an important lesson of the Exodus. But the Haggadah sneaks in this other lesson of the Torah Mor as well. The Likutei Moharan, the Rav Nachman of Breslov, also points this out. And he says as follows, Halach ma'an yadiyah chalav avatam mitzrayim mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction we ate in Egypt. Kol dichvin yatevi yichal. Anyone who's hungry should come and eat. What's the connection? This is the bread of affliction we ate in Egypt. Why are you suddenly inviting the guests? Well, you want them to come and enjoy your miserable bread together? What's going on? Rather, it's saying the following. This is the bread of affliction we ate when we were in Egypt. We remember what it means to be poor. So if then anyone's out there who's poor, who's hungry, I learned the lesson from that experience. I am empathetic, and also I want to do like God does. I don't want to do like the Egyptians did. I want to do like God does. God saved the oppressed. He fed the hungry. He brought us out of Egypt, gave us the man. I want to feed the hungry. I want to help the poor. Just like God saved me from poverty, I want to save others from poverty as well. Covenant with God, as sealed with the Exodus, has within it two elements. One is simply an obligation of thanksgiving and indebtedness toward God that He saved us from affliction. Number two, it behooves us, therefore, to be empathetic to those who are in similar plight to that which we were in. And number three, we should do like God did. God saved us. We should save others from oppression and affliction as well. But these two mandates, the mandate to worship God and the mandate to save others from oppression, they go together. We can't only save people from oppression, we also have to worship God. We have to be a special nation who is chosen to be a nation on this earth. And we also have to save the oppressed. We can't only save the oppressed and not be that nation. We can't only be that nation and not save the oppressed. We have to bring it together. We have to be both nationalistic and ethical. We have to be both tribal. Yes, that evil word that people use today in a derogatory manner. Yes, we are a tribe. We're here to bring the voice of the absolute truth and ethics to this world. We have that mandate from God. That's true. We're proud of it. And we also have to maintain that empathy, that ethic, looking out for the downtrodden. We have these two mandates. We have to try to bring them together. It's not just to be ethical. It's not just to be a nation. We have to be an ethical nation. These two mandates together form the divine mandate, the prime directive for the Jewish people to be an ethical nation, a light unto the nations, to remember the downtrodden, to do like God does, to save the oppressed from oppression, and as a nation, to continue to do this for all our generations. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sfarad Beth Lomith congregation for a discussion of Pesach. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the Parsha, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.